Okay, let me tell you something. Whoever it was that invented the idea of when you find true love, your big love, like the one love, that your life is going to be great and everything around you will be butterflies and cupcakes, must have been, let me say it nicely, a complete asshole. I mean, what the fuck? I always thought that when I find true love, I mean, look at the movies. Look at all those Hollywood movies. Look at the Disney movies. Look at whatever it is that you can find out there. Like every fucking movie that's out there. It's basically about finding love in some way or the other. But the interesting part is, like, every time when it gets hard, the movie ends. Like every time when the couple falls in love and they start living together, the movie ends. Every time they finally allow their love, the movie ends. So, but I don't think this falling in love part is the hard part. I don't think finding love is the hard part. I actually honestly think that people who always say, oh, it's so difficult to find the love, it's so difficult, what else they say, whatever they say, they are just pussies. It's just some whiny pussies because they already found what they love, most probably, but they just run away from it and they pretend they didn't find it. So because, or they expect something they would love is something different, something, for example, that looks like butterflies and cupcakes all the time. So every time love doesn't feel like butterflies and cupcakes, they just say, no, that's not my true love. No, that's not actually what I wanted to feel. Oh, that's not what I was going for. No, he is toxic. No, she is toxic. That's not good for me. That's something that I observe with the generation we're in now at the moment, like the generation we're in now. This last generation, I don't know if it's, I think it's Gen Z or something. Like every time it gets difficult, they think like, okay, that can't be true love, that can't be our true fulfillment, and they just fucking run away and are whiny pussies. And okay, to be honest, I'm this whiny pussy as well. Like, I ran away so often and so hard from what I really love that it's basically difficult to say that I'm not a whiny pussy. Okay, and I'm not even this generation, so I can't even, like, say that it's because of something. No, let's go back. No. It is definitely because, like, the people are pussies. No, but I wanna talk to you about love and the idea about why for me, for example, I thought that when I find my true love that my life is going to be super easy and just super beautiful and everything's just bleached asses and butterflies and cupcakes and unicorns. I don't know why bleached asses are part of them, but somehow it, in my mind it is. I'm actually not even sure if I ever saw a bleached ass. No, doesn't matter. So people are, or me, I was searching for something that's just not there because me, for example, when I started to like see what I truly love and see that I'm already doing the things that I truly love, it's just me that is running away from what I truly love. I needed to see that if I want to, like, get into connection with what I truly love, and I want to feel this feeling of butterflies and unicorns and bleached asses and cupcakes, I needed to man up. I still need to man up. Because you, for example, with my fiance, like, when I met her, and then the times after, and I spoke to her, it felt like, okay, there's something different in her. It's just, it's not the same when I'm talking to other people. It's just this feeling of, okay, it's something special about her. And then the deeper I fell in love, the deeper I thought this is something that is really special, the more I wanted to see her weaknesses, the more I wanted to see what's wrong in her. So I started to run away. All my defense mechanisms started to kick in. Because I just didn't want to confront myself with some parts of me that I was afraid of. So me making sure that it's not me who's the problem, that's the problem, but the person that I fell in love with. You know, like, it's not me who's the asshole, it's not me who's rejecting, it's not me who's... It's the other person. Surely it is. It's this other person that's running away. It's it would never be me. And then it just so happened that every time I rejected this person, I realized, no, my life doesn't feel better without it. No, it feels better when I'm with this person. It's this feeling of my life is in 4K or HD, or without this person, it's just, or even better, like, because for the young people, because you don't even know what is HD anymore, or even a VHS. But for you, it's like comparable to if you have like a super fast internet connection or a super slow internet connection. It's like, when you feel in love, and when you know that there is this person or this company or this way of living or this mindset or this connection or whatever it is, or this object that you love so much, it feels like you have fast internet. You're bombarded with so many information at the same time that it might overwhelm you, and you just don't know what to do. And then you just, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, you know what, I just open up a calm video on YouTube, because that's the only thing that I can just use this internet for, because everything is just overwhelming. I just need this or this meditation app or whatever that's what I'm using this internet for. But there are like so many other things I could use this internet and this speed connection for, that if I even made the space to see what it is, I needed to to look at myself to see that I don't even know how to use it, that I don't even know how to deal with this, all those abilities, all those things that I could do. So sometimes it's just easier to pretend that you don't like fast internet. It's just easier to pretend that you don't like internet at all. You just go somewhere where there is no internet. You go to Tibet, or, I mean, probably even there is already internet. So is there even a place in the whole world that has no internet? I don't know, like maybe some tribe in the Amazon, for example. So you just find this one fucking tribe in the Amazon that has no internet anymore, and you just go there because you're just running away from your love. And that's what I did many times. Oh, fuck. No, that was no fun. And that's wrong. Actually, it was fun. Because in the first moment, it felt like, you know, I can breathe. Because it's just like this, like you just don't have any internet anymore. You don't have any connection. So it's like this, oh, detox, social media detox. Guys, now I'm on my social media detox at the moment. Is that nice? Whew. So it's like the first hour, it is beautiful. And then the next hours, you start to get crazy. Because you're just not used to having this less of information. And this can feel, after some while, relieving. And I don't say it's wrong. For me, for example, when I had this situation where it was like, you know, I don't want to get too close to it. I don't want to feel like I want to look at myself deeper. So I tried to run away and it felt good in the first time. But then there was just this comparison to all the abilities that I had when I did the things that I love, when I was with the people that I love, and when I had the mindset in myself that I loved, when I was experiencing the roles that I loved. So, and I think that's the problem. Because you go and you watch the movies as a child. Those Disney movies, those beautiful movies about falling in love. Yesterday I watched The Devil Wears Prada. So, and then we have this young girl becoming very successful quite quickly. And then she, in the end, decides against her success, but for her super boring-ass boyfriend who doesn't wear any clothes that are close to being aesthetic. And this is portrayed as a love story. So what is it that people are starting to believe about love, about love stories, about their own love story? They think like, when I found my true love, like, I will let go of everything that was heavy for me. My life will be super easy, super calm, super relaxed. It will just be a joy. No, motherfucker, just look at the movie of like The Devil Wears Prada. Now she works in a super boring ass company and having her boring ass boyfriend, and it's no fun at all. It can be true love that she found with him. It could be. Yeah, but the movie ends in a way that they are all happy, but they won't. Because what the movie doesn't show is that she will take revenge on him for him not supporting her in her wishes for her career. So the whole movie doesn't show her anger, her resentment towards him. The whole movie doesn't show how they're going to deal with it. Nothing. It's just a happy end. Yeah, it's the fucking happy end, but finding your love is not a happy end. That's not the happy end. It's the happy beginning. Because in the beginning it feels easy and simple, but then when those topics are starting to mingle and the information and the feelings are starting to mingle, it's not easy anymore. Then it gets complex. But then the work begins. The actual interesting part of love begins. But that's nothing that one movie ever portrayed. At least not one that I know. They don't show like a struggling couple doing the dishes together and discussing how boring it is to do the dishes. Because it would be super fucking boring, and who would like such a movie? Nobody, of course. But that's what being in love is about. who would watch a movie when there is a couple that just had had their baby vomiting on their bodies and afterwards just looking in their eyes and falling in love and then having sex? Who would show something like this? Because it looks disgusting from the outside. Yeah, but from the inside it feels amazing. So, it's logical that people don't believe, or yeah, don't start looking for a love that is connected to what really is love. No, they think love is something very simple and easy. And then they tell themselves hundreds of stories why that's not love. They tell themselves why it's not running away what they do. They tell themselves why it's okay what they do. But if it would be running away, if it would be no running away, why would you need to tell yourself those stories? That's what I had. Like, I told myself so many stories. Why I shouldn't do this kind of work, why I shouldn't be with this kind of woman, why I shouldn't work with my clients in that way. And I told myself hundreds of stories. And it worked for a while. But this feeling of, like this magnetism of this, what I loved, was so strong that I came back. And that's something that I needed to learn. That this running away from what I love is actually just a waste of time. Because it doesn't do anything. It's just giving us the feeling of having small balls. And that's no fun at all. Like, it doesn't feel nice. It doesn't feel fulfilling. It doesn't feel big. It just feels small and like running away. And like we need to hide from something that we actually love. We need to hide that people don't talk to us and say, like, you know, didn't you want to be with that person? Didn't you want to, like, didn't you say you love that person? Didn't you? No, we don't want to confront us with this kind of topics. And I think this is the hard part of love. That when you find something that you deeply love, that it's difficult to do the things with the person, for example, that you love, that you are doing with yourself when you're on your own. Because us on our own, me for example, I grew up in a world where self-love is not something that is being taught that much. So I never had that much self-love. So I didn't treat myself very good. And I'm used to not treating myself very good. That's something that I learned for years and years and years. So now comes a person in my life that we love. And we don't want to treat this person badly. The thing is, for example, for a short moment of time, we can treat this person good. Because it's not exhausting for us. We can adapt and we can play this role where we behave exactly like this person. Exactly like we know that this person will like it. So we are treating this person very good. But then after a while it gets too exhausting because we're not used to it. So we start treating this person in a not so good way. We start treating this person hurtful. We ignore them, we reject them, we don't listen to them. We are treating them as we treat ourselves, as we are used to treat ourselves. As some of us, me for example, never learned or not didn't learn for a long time how to be loving and kind, how to be respectful, how to be understanding. That was no part of it when I grew up, of the world that I grew up in. There it was normal that when somebody spoke, somebody just interrupted them. There it was normal to be dishonest. There it was normal to ignore people. There it was normal to not be gentle. There it was normal to not be loving and kind. So what happens when we have this person in our lives and we know that we can pretend for some time that we are this loving, kind, and generous person and gentle person. But then, after a while, it gets too exhausting for us. Yeah, what will happen is we are going to treat this person badly and we will get a bad conscience for it. So either we pull this other person down on our level, or we provoke topics in this other person that will lead to them hurting us, or we will leave this person. So one of the three options. But all of those options lead, at least in the mid-long way, to pain and to not fulfilling our relationship, to not fulfilling our needs. So now we are looking now, when we look all at all those three types of reactions, we can see that all those three types of reactions are some kind of running away. The one where I provoke the weaknesses in the other person are running away from me not confronting myself. The one where I run away is running away, of course. And the one where I treat this person badly as well, kind of running away, because we don't look at ourselves. So now what we have now is a whole economy of movies, of therapies, of therapists, of music, of series, of whatnot, you name it. All giving us reasons for why we should run away. Just listen to two Taylor Swift songs. And the rest of your life, you will look for your Prince Charming, and you will see in every bad boy, you will see a Prince Charming for 2 weeks, and afterwards you don't understand why you're being raped emotionally again. Yeah, that's just because she tells you you need to find your Romeo. Well, just look at the fucking story. They both killed themselves. Like, you don't need to find your Romeo. That's not going to be very successful for you. So, but that's pretty clear, because most of the people, in my experience, don't want to look at themselves. So the biggest amount of content that's out there is about giving people reasons for running away, calling us victims, calling the other one a narcissist, calling the other one a psychopath, calling the other one a loser, calling the other one a whatever, just to make sure that we don't feel guilty, just to make sure that we don't develop ourselves in our weak spots. Side note, it can be a weak spot to hold on to relationships where people just hurt us.
Sure.
And that's, I don't want you to hold on to a relationship where you're being hit and whatever. I just want to say that there might be something that you use as a excuse to not look at yourself. So we have those relationships then. And then what we can do is when we're alone with ourselves in our little dark rooms, we can treat ourselves badly. We can fart. We can shit. We can, I don't know, use our fingers to get the boogies out of our nose. Boogies. I don't know, the things that are in your nose. We can just throw away our garbage into some boxes and don't look at if we should divide the dark garbage into some things. We can, as if this would be something very bad, but no, okay. And we don't, I don't know, whatever we do, whatever people do that when they're alone, they feel like, oh, finally, I can just be my schmuddelig self. Schmuddelig. Like my dirty, lazy self. All those things that I judge myself so much for that if other people would see them, it would be super embarrassing for me. My mentor once taught me that when we fall in love with someone and when we have sex, for example, or I play some piano from time to time. And when I grew up, I learned classical music, so playing like very mechanically. And it was difficult for me to reach parts where I just let my emotions run freely. Because I always wanted to be part of this society that I'm in that pretended that everything should be like as nice and as good as it could be. But when I really would have felt my music, and when I really felt my music, it wouldn't have fit to the people that were around me. So, or at least that was my fear, you know, that when I started like playing like with a lot of emotion, or when I started to have sex with a lot of emotions, like I would have done things that the people that now it sounds like I had sex with a lot of people. Like I had sex with, well, like you can count the amount of people that I had sex with on two fingers. It's not that much. So but when you look at it, you will see that I was always afraid to just do what it felt good. What I liked, I would have done. What I liked to do. Because the people that I were with, or the way that I learned about sexuality was in a way that I thought I need to do the ways that are in porn. You know, just like this. There are some certain positions and you need to stick to them. And then if you want to expand your knowledge on the positions in your sexuality, you just need to read the Kama Sutra. And then you read the Kama Sutra. And after you learn the next position, you can have sex again. And then you can use the next position in your sex. So that was my approach in the beginning to sexuality. And that was like very technical, very mechanically. And I didn't put any feelings or deep connection to the person that I had a sexual relationship with at that time. And my mentor, for example, taught me that there is a certain point that we reach in sexuality or in music where there are no, where there is not this way of rules. There are no rules. There is not, you need to put your tongue there and then it feels good. No, you feel and you do what feels good. And then it just flows. I'm just, I got a little bit more slow because I just realized how big it is that, like how important I take my own sexuality and not. So I for example, can't understand why some people are running away from deeper feeling connections, or I can't understand, which is something that I'm explaining it right in this podcast, and I say I can't understand. That's very logical to say. Yeah, but because I don't think, like, because I see that I'm doing it, like I see that I'm dealing with those things. So I can't understand why people would hold on to something that is not connected to deeper feelings. Why people are running away from it. Why they, I don't get it. And for example, a woman that was in my life that I, that was very important to me, she decided one day, no, it's too much of feeling, probably. So there was no connection to anymore. Because it was just too much. And I think, like, okay, you know what, this is like, it was such a big, important part of my life. And I don't get why people wouldn't have connection, like after they separated anymore, for example. I don't get it. There are so many videos on YouTube, for example. I just saw one last week that said, like, if I have a girl that I meet and then I see that she's still in connection with her ex-boyfriend, I don't want to have anything to do with her. At that moment, I thought, like, why? What's the problem? Like, if you are afraid that she will go back to him when she has contact with her ex-boyfriend, then she's clearly not as much in love with you as she could be. So when you don't want this, then you don't believe deeply in the love. Like, what the fuck? And this is something that touches me, how connections just go separate ways. And there were some people in my life that were very important to me that that didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. They said it. Like very, very close people. And I get why running away for a short time period, I get it. But I don't get why people don't get together again and then look at it and say, you know what, let's work on it. Let's see how we can grow together. So maybe that's one of the reasons that I'm doing this podcast today, because it is actually deeply touching for me that this part of love and why people are running away from love and why they don't want to go deeper. And that's why I'm so thankful that I found, for example, a woman in my life that she has the power and the strength to go deeper, and she's not running away. But what I wanted to give in to this podcast today as a little impulse is that maybe instead of running away, we look at the things that we think we can only do when we're alone. And then we look at how much do we judge them? What things do we do when we're alone that we think are bad, that we think are somehow treating are connected to us treating us not good? Because if we look at those topics, it might give us the opportunity to start working on loving ourselves. Either by accepting that we are just those dirty perverts that we judge so much, or by understanding what is it that we actually need. Okay. That got, like, that escalated quickly today. So that's what I wanted to share with you from my own story and from my own journey of growth at the moment. Because I'm in the outside and in the inside connected to running away and dealing with love. And although I said, you know, whoever was this motherfucker who invented the idea that love must be feeling like butterflies and unicorns, I think that a life with high-speed internet and AI is just more fun than without. And I can still decide to sometimes not use the internet. But there's a difference between I decide to be calm or I decide to run away. Okay. And now like this, I wish you a beautiful day, beautiful night, whatever it is, wherever you are. And I'm looking forward to recording the next episode next week because it actually gives me space to just express myself in any ways. It's really relaxing for me to have this podcast where I just can talk about myself and about what I learned and not having to adapt to anything that I think is annoying. That's fun. I enjoy it. Good. Now I wish you a beautiful day, beautiful night, whatever. And see you next time. Bye-bye. Mwah.